Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
So 12 minutes after 12, we've got special guests this lunchtime. We're going to be talking golf, and I can just hear someone shouting, four! Without further ado, we've got, it's Kevin, isn't it?
It's Keith.
Keith. Now, what happened to Kev then? Kev organised it.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Right, so yeah. So normally, who came down last time?
It was Kevin. It was Andy.
Andy
Dudley and Ray Smith, the captain.
Oh, right.
So yeah, I'm the secretary.
Okay, sorry, Keith. So that's Keith, right? Okay, Keith. We're talking golf.
Yes.
And you're not the captain then?
No.
No. So
I've been.
So what do you do at Newport Golf Club?
I'm currently the secretary.
Right.
So sort of responsible for day to day running, etc. We've got other people responsible for competitions, maintenance of the club and the course, etc. So we've got a good group of directors that are keeping us on an even keel, as it were.
Brilliant. And what we want to do for the next half an hour is talk about the game of golf and how and what's available to people that live in here on the Isle of Wight, or if you're thinking about visiting. You know, it's not like a closed shop where you can't come and play at Newport Golf Club. If you've got the clubs and so on, you don't have to be a member to come and have a game. That's right, isn't it?
Yes, that's completely right. Yep. So,
and if you were thinking about getting into the game of golf, we just want to, you know, give you the lowdown on what you might need, and you know, let's see if we can produce our own Tiger Woods.
We all strive for that.
Yes. So how many, Newport Golf Club, we all know where it is, it's St George's Down.
Yep.
And it's up there, and let's be honest, I would imagine you get some magnificent views up there when you play.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there are some great views towards Chillerton, and particularly towards the Medina Estuary, right down to Southampton Water. You can see the cruise liners, etc., drifting past, as we all like to think that we might get onto them one day. It's full of nature up there. We've got some pheasants and ducks and geese, etc., and particularly the squirrels, which the bar staff like to feed, and they come to the tables on the patio, etc., so that they become part of the if you like, the club, for want of a better description. Yeah.
Would it be fair to say that you got probably the best place for a golf course? Because you're up there and you've got such a magnificent view as well.
Yeah.
And I would imagine by the time you've driven up there and you've got your clubs out and you're ready to play, it kind of, you're de-stressed anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, we're just, if you're driving out of Newport, we're just past, there's a slip road just past Asdy, just follow that up and turn right and then follow us all the way up the hill. It's a meandering little lane. So as you drift up and up, as you say, the stress levels start to dissipate because you're being taken away from the metropolis, as it were, of work and worries. And you're joining with people who have the same commitment and enjoyment of a game that you have. Yep, you might not play your best, but I'm sure your fellow competitors will remind you of those particular times. and that's where you get this camaraderie of, leg pulling and this, that and the other. And of course, admiration of some very good shots that you may play, which we all hope we do, of course.
let's just put some details out there for people right off the bat. If you just say, for instance, if you're one of these people that thinks you've got to be a member to be able to play, that's not true.
No.
What do you need to be able to play at Newport Golf Club?
Okay, well, if you want to literally just roll up, as they say, we have clubs available with bags and balls. We would stress that you would probably need a pair of golf shoes, which are obviously either rubber based cleats or the hard plastic ones. No spikes anymore in terms of the little metal ones. Trainers are no good, but the golf shoes these days are very, very similar, but you have to wear them. I'm afraid it's all about maintaining the green standard, which we all look to achieve. Roll up. As I say, you haven't got to be a member. You can just pay a green fee, depending on when you play, it can be £12.50 to £25 at weekends. So we're open. You just ring up and book a tee slot, and we'll book you in, and we'll greet you and kick you out, for want of a better description, with the equipment that you need. And then the course is yours. What I would probably advocate, if you are literally new to the game, we do have a driving range, which you can buy. We'll give you clubs. You can wear your own shoes on the range, so trainers can be permitted. And a bucket of balls is £6. You get about 50 odd balls. We'll give you the clubs, and away you go on the range, and you just try it out. And you may like to try it out again and again until you get more confident about making that eye-to-hand contact, which is the paramount thing with any golf swing. So, again, if you enjoy that and you just like hitting the balls, there's a range membership for £15 a year. A bucket of balls would then be £4. Oh, so, wow. Again, you can just engage yourself. There will be others on the range who will encourage you, or even highlight what you may or may not be doing correctly. We all benefit from that, and you get that camaraderie again when you return to the clubhouse. Have a couple of drinks, and perhaps even a bite to eat. Talk to the people that are there, talk to the bar staff, liaise with them, and they encourage you to, if you like, take up the sport that we all love.
I've got a question for you, and I bet you'll give me an honest answer. Has there ever been a day when you feel like a bit stressed and you think, I'll go and get a bucket of balls and whack these balls out there, and I know that's not the technical term, but you feel better afterwards?
Yes. Yes.
Quick answer, yes.
It is for that, yes. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds like fun as well. Yeah, and like you say, it's I would imagine a great way to practice and perfect your swing.
Yes, yeah. It is a good introduction. I'm not saying we're unique, but probably one or two that have a range on site. So if you're a member or just a range member, you can use all of the facilities of the clubs, changing rooms, bars, the putting green, etc. And on the range, you just come up any time you like. But if you want to actually go out on the course, you ring up to book up, as
okay.
It were.
What's the number?
Oh, the number is...
It's come organised, though. It's got a number.
Yeah, see, I've got my glasses on. It's 525076, and that goes through to the bar staff, who will kindly take your details, your inquiry, and say when we can fit you in. But the driving range is literally turn up any time you like. And you'll be given a token, collect the balls, and away you go.
Okay, that sounds like, just get the point over there of, if you're on holiday, you come into the Isle of Wight,
yes.
And, you might not be a member of the club, but you can actually play, so you can go and leave your wife in town, or vice versa.
Yes,
and go and play a game of golf on a quality course,
yes,
with the most amazing views.
Absolutely.
Do you ever stop and sort of have a look around, and somebody's like, "Here, hurry up, will you?"
Yeah. Yes, there are views to take in, as I say, along down on the estuary and across to Chillerton, up to Robin Hill. It's the rolling hills, and a great view, of course, of the festival when it was on.
Of course.
And if you're up there at certain times of the evening practicing, you get all the lights and all the big wheels going round, and the old rubber band thing that goes up 100 feet and comes down, yeah, and shakes you to bits. But it does offer second to none views, if you like. Yes, and that can sometimes take you off your game, and people are waiting for you to take your shot.
Yeah,
because you drift off.
Yeah, I would imagine so. How long has Newport Golf Club been there?
Well, Newport Golf Club itself has been in existence since 1896, but with a small we were originally down what we call the old course, which was on the drive up to the present golf course. And before that, we were, I think, down on, I think it's called Great Shide Farm, I think it is, or Little Shide Farm.
Yeah.
on the plateaus, and the clubhouse was set up next to the Barley Mow, which for your working men's and ladies' club, I think that's quite unique to do that, isn't it? Who would want to set up a golf their clubhouse right next to a bar? So yeah, working men's club and ladies' club. So about by 1913, we were on top of the down then with the old course. As I say, that course today would probably be a health and safety nightmare where it crisscrossed. And as you were saying earlier, I think there were a couple of holes which were blind to players, so they didn't quite know where their ball was on the green. And when they went to find it, of course, they wouldn't find it at all, would they?
Because somebody had nicked it.
Yes, right? Yes. Yeah. And we won't
mention any
names.
I do feel bad
names.
About it now.
Yeah.
But that must be more interesting, wouldn't it? Having to play a shot blind like that.
Yes, yeah. It leads to, shall we say, luck. For want of a better description, you've got to prejudge where you can land it, etc. But that's all part of the game. Some people get upset when they hit a bad shot. Fair enough. Get over it. On to the next. The next one is your challenge. Your previous shot is gone. You can't do anything about that. You move on.
Yeah.
Some people can't, shall we say, let go. But I try and tell them that's your next challenge.
Sure.
And they recover. And then they got the smile back on their face.
That's good. That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Being amateurs as we are, we know that we're not going to be on top of the game every time because we don't play as much as we should do, which obviously pros or, should we say, elite, very low handicappers put in the effort to practice, etc., and keep their swing going.
Can we talk technical for a bit? You know, so right. Other people can. You know, how many holes have we got up there? Is it 18?
Nine.
So you play a what do they call it? An out nine and a back nine. Is that right?
Yes, it would. Well, it would be if you had an 18 hole course. But we're nine, so you just go round twice. We got on some holes differing tee positions, so you're not taking it 18 tee shots from the same
right
places on each hole. We've got perhaps 30, 40 yards differences.
That varies it then.
Yeah. So you get a different tee shot. You get a different line in. So it gives you something to think about. And you know, we've been up here on our present new course since 1984. And when we were open in 1984 in June of that year, we had the unique status of having 18 holes. Playing the old course and playing the new course on that open day, and of course we very much look forward to be able to get that back at some point. And our landlords, White Building Materials, are in a process now of, shall we say, for want of better words, contouring it back so we can at least get three or four holes back in the next 3 or 4 years. All so right. Again, we can add contrast, perhaps a few longer holes, as it were, and the old postcard hole that they call it, you know, what the course is known for. So we can, you know, develop that way. So we're looking to expand, as it were. As long as we get the membership in, keep the membership, we can thrive, and that's what we're looking to achieve. We're the only club that can predominantly from nine hole go to 18. Yeah. Everyone else is, should we say, boundary restricted. So, yeah, it would be great as the, if you like, the county capital to have the 18 holes.
Okay, so you're working on that. It's a work in progress.
Yes, most definitely.
Brilliant. Yeah. There's so many other questions I want to ask you. Sticking on the technical thing, what's the shortest hole, what's the longest hole?
Okay.
So people out there, just say, for instance, I've never, I'm coming to the Isle of Wight or I'm here and I want to play, and I just want to know a little bit more about what am I going to expect when I get up there. So longest hole, shortest hole?
Okay, well, the longest hole is about just under 500 yards. That would be a par 5. That's our...
What's a par 5? Explain what a par 5 is.
Okay, a par, if you like, or a par 5, is the amount of strokes that you should take in order to have put the ball into the hole.
Right, so 5 shots on this one then.
Yeah,
right.
And a par 4 would be a tee shot, what they call an approach shot to the green, and probably 2 putts. A par 3, you should reach the green in 1 and 2 putt.
Right.
Okay, so, yeah, just under 5, I think it's 497 yards. That's our 7th and 16th. That's a par 5. Our shortest one is 142, which is our 15th, our little sort of postage stamp hole. It's across a valley. So again, everything's sort of picturesque up there. It's a short course by anyone's standard, but it's a course where you have to have your ball there to go over there. There's a few dog licks, which is, as the name suggests, you hit straight, then you have to go right or left. So you have to be in that position in order to do that.
Okay.
It's what I call a management course rather than a boom, boom, hit it anywhere.
Right. Okay. So what's your favourite?
I think everyone's favourite hole would be our 5th hole, which is uphill, and it's called Cardiac Hill, and it's called that for a reason. It's 402 yards, par 4, with a rising ground level at least 20 yards, which adds 40 odd yards to the hole,
right,
hole length. And the green is 3-tier, so there's no rest even when you get on the green. You've got 2 simple putts. If you're on the wrong tier, look out. It can make and break your round, as it were, and you've got to do it twice.
I'm a bit worried. It's called Cardiac. What was it?
Cardiac Hill.
Cardiac Hill. You haven't got a lot of memorial bits going up as you walk out there.
No. But there's plenty of people using electric trolleys now.
Oh right.
Me, but being one of them.
What's your best score on that one then?
What they call a birdie. That's 3 shots. So a drive, hopefully a shot towards the green, and then one putt. Sometimes, if you're lucky, you're short of the green and you accidentally chip in.
Okay.
I'll say accidentally, you're always trying to get it close. And sometimes they drop. And, of course, you get those little stares from your playing partners of, oh, what a lucky chap.
Do you ever wish that when you're playing that shot there, that chip shot, you're off the green, so you're playing a chip shot and you get it in and you think, that's genius, but no one's, if they may have seen it, but that's it, it's gone, it's disappeared forever.
Yeah.
So don't you wish that there was some kind of way that you could film everything?
Ooh.
Not quite everything.
Yeah.
That one that you missed and you've flown your
yeah,
your
yeah,
club
you get
down.
The Chinook helicopters coming at you. Vump, vump, vump. That would be probably unique if people want to film their round.
Yeah.
I mean, you see it on YouTube, certainly, with people going, these YouTubers that set up their cameras and they say, this is me shot and this, that and the other. Yeah, I mean, if you're into that, all well and good, and no doubt you may then capture your playing partner's great lucky shot, which you might wipe then afterwards, perhaps. Never saw
That's mean. But I would imagine you've got thousands of shots that you've played in your lifetime, you think, that's gone, that's never been filmed, it's never, I can't recreate it. So it'd just be nice to sort of have something that you can look at and say, this is how good I am.
I suppose that's right. Believing is seeing, as it were. But memories is all we have.
Yeah.
And of course, the old club trophy boards, etc. There's your name. It can't be taken away. It's on the trophy. So there's the memory. There's the history for other members to, should we say, follow suit, etc.
So you mentioned trophies. Obviously, there's tournaments and so on. So, is it? I'm guessing there's tournaments for club members. Are there tournaments for people that are not club members? Are they invited?
There are. Yeah, I mean, there are obviously trophies for members, and there are, shall we say, open events which are open to the rest of the island or whoever wishes to participate, and invitations go out to those clubs and it's put on Facebook, etc. So again, if you've got a handicap, there are people who are called travelling golfers. They haven't particularly got a golf club to settle down to, so they obtain an actual handicap from England Golf, which allows them to play on any course. So that's again open to that travelling golfer, as it were. So again, there's other if you become a member of a club, there's things called the Alliance, which is a club that's made up of all seven Ireland clubs, which you can pay a fiver to join and then pay a fiver on the day, and you mix with other clubs from around the island and get friends with them and invite them up to your club for a game, pay a nominal green fee, which is cheaper because they're with you as a member, and vice versa. So you get that camaraderie and community again. There are, this Sunday, we're having a golfer non-golfer, which is literally the golfer does the shots, but the non-golfer does the putting.
Oh, so that would suit me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not very good at that. But putting, I'm fairly decent at. I know I'm saying it myself, but... Oh, wow, it's a bit short notice to come on this Sunday, but next time you have another...
We try and get a couple in, you know, each year. It brings, you know, I'm playing with my father-in-law, who's in his 80s, so he'll be in a buggy, and he'll be doing the putting. I've had my nephews up there doing the same. I've had my sister doing the same. So you invite a member of family or another person that's got an interest, not an interest. It's a day out, it's a walk. And a good walk, not spoilt.
That's what they say.
And you can have something to eat afterwards and a raffle and a few drinks and talk about that putt that they may have holed or talk about that shot that was unmentionable by me, you know, because it's all about having a laugh, it's all about camaraderie and it's all about waiting for the next go to improve. So, yeah, the club, if you like, as I say, we're a down-to-earth club. Come up and have a chat with us or email us and find out more about us. You know, we're here for you. We serve the community. We are a community amateur sports club. So we've got even fees to match those that are, struggle, perhaps on an income-related benefit or something like that. So, you know.
Fabulous.
And we've got introduction memberships, which increase over a period of time to meet, the full membership category, but everyone is equal regardless of what you membership payment you have.
That sounds really good. That's like caring for people as well, and I'm liking that. Yeah. I'm really liking the fact that there is a thing where you go and do all the hard work. Could if you just say, for instance, if you're like doing the big hit and so on, can I just go and wait for you on the green? I'll carry your clubs.
You could be cheeky and wait, but you might have to wait a long time for me. But you miss out on the chats with the other people that you're playing with, which is part and parcel of the game.
That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah,
so
it is.
That's a tournament that's happening this Sunday.
Yes.
If people are interested in that, how can they book? Is it a phone call again? Is there a website?
There is a phone. It's basically ring up. Anyone can play it, but one of you must be a golfer.
Right.
And therefore a handicap, so to speak, and the other one can be a work colleague, a member of your family, to do the putting.
To make that work, how many people have you? How many pairs have you got?
I think we've got about 20 at the moment.
Right.
So and plus we're doing what we call a shotgun start, so people will start on different tees. So we're not all waiting on the first to tee off.
Okay.
At 1:30. Should we say the siren goes, and then your groups, and you might be in groups of three pairs, i.e. six, and you all tee off, play that hole, then move on to the next, and then finish, obviously, the hole before, walk in, have your drinks, have your natter, and talk about how well or not you played.
Oh, wow. Would you ever consider like having a Vectis radio tournament in that way?
Oh, definitely.
Because I'm pretty sure most of the people that come in here, they're of an age.
Yes.
I'm probably one of the youngest ones here, to be honest.
Yes.
And I'd love a tournament like that where there's about 26 of us, we could all come up there.
Oh, crumbs, yeah. I mean, there's catering available as well.
Brilliant. They're all good enough to putt, I'm sure, but they wouldn't want the big hitting stuff.
Yeah.
That sounds like a whole load of fun. How often do you have these kind of tournaments?
Well, as I say, about probably a couple of times a year, this one, and probably in September, that sort of ilk. But if we get demand, then we will look to meet it. You know, as the old saying goes, you can lead a horse to water, but it's yeah. If we're not getting support, then it's difficult to keep things going. But this particular competition is well supported, because money goes to the entrance fee goes to charities, there's raffles, etc. We generate monies that way for, shall we say, the hospice or the search and rescue people,
yeah,
RNNI, and etc. So it always goes to good causes.
I think it's brilliant. I just see us being a group of people coming up there and having this the Vectis Open.
Yes, you could do. Yeah, you can. Again, it would be open to anyone that wants to play.
I would have to win. So can you pair me up with someone that can do the big hitting as
all
well?
Right. Yes, there are a few. One of them wouldn't be me, unfortunately.
I'm willing to take a chance on you.
You're sure?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. As long as you're a good ball spotter, because I can't see them.
That's all right. No well, worries yes, yeah, whatsoever.
Yeah. You should know where the balls are going, aren't you? Yeah, you end up finding them.
Yeah.
I'll have that one.
So is there anything else you want to tell us about Newport Golf Club? It sounds just like, if you're not really, I've always felt like, if you're not really a golfer, you don't really find out much about it, but sometimes it can find you. And you get that, you just play it once. You just need to be introduced, you play it once, and you get the bug.
Yes, yeah. As I say, it's a sport that you do get into because you want to improve, you want to beat your friends, as it were. Even if you don't, you just enjoy going around with them, having a laugh, talking about the good shots, talking about the bad shots, and probably having a few little bevvies afterwards to console yourself or celebrate that putt or that shot. I think the thing to say is that get up there, try it out on the range if you like it, or go up as a pair. If neither of you, your work colleague or friends or family have done it, get up there, give it a go. It might not necessarily hit you first of all, but probably by the end of 50 balls, you're thinking, I'm getting this. And a lot of people, and I think we mentioned earlier off air, that footballers have always said, I wish I'd started this game a lot earlier.
Yeah.
Because they get there, the knees, the legs go, etc., and then they look at alternative sports, which golf is. It's always seen as a, dare I say, the older gentleman's sport. It's no longer that anymore. We've got, obviously, juniors. We've got the teenagers. We've got colts, all at different membership fees. So give us a buzz or give us an email at the club and we'll help you out. We're even looking at, probably not this year, but during the winter months, getting a pitch and putt out on where the range area is. So you go from hitting balls yards and yards and yards to then concentrating and getting the feel of golf on a shortened, if you like, Browns pitch and putt course, which allows you to progress before you go out onto the big mama, which can bite you and take your ball away from you as soon as look at you. So
I would imagine you get young interest that way. The young people would want to sort of just, it's almost like a try it and then get the bug, get bitten by the bug and then expand.
Yeah, we want to get family days up again via the range and the pitch and putt, so people can, again, families can try the sport. It might be that the children don't get interested, but the mum and dad or the auntie and uncle, my nan and granddad, do.
But so, it's so healthy.
Yeah.
Out in the fresh air.
Yeah, the walk is the key.
Yeah, I mean, there may be some people out there that might struggle with a walk, so is there a buggy that they can hire if they come up?
If you do struggle, there are buggies available. We could, with the permission of the owners of buggies, look to get one for you, but we are now looking proactively of having our own two or three fleet, for want of a better description, because we've got to meet the needs of the customer, and the customer being someone who wants to play golf. We want them to play golf. There's a buggy. So, yeah, that's something that we're looking proactively into.
Wonderful. Do you know what? You paint a great picture, and it's and I'm hoping what I wanted to show other people is that if you ever think that you can't be part of something because it's like it's a club and so on. Mm. No, the door's open. Yes, it is a club, but you don't need a membership to come and play. You can actually come and play and find out a little bit more, and then if you like it, then you can sign up.
Yes.
And it's just a great way of just trying before you buy, so to speak. And
yes, that's right. I mean, we've had quite a few members that have joined because it was, should we say, they were coming up perhaps once a week at best. And paying a green fee, and our good working bar staff have highlighted to them, every time you're coming up, you're paying X amount of pounds over that month. Did you realise that membership for you it would be £40, and you can play 7 days a week, anytime you like, subject to teas being available. You book up. But of course, if they're playing in the evenings, you book up again if you're a member, or ring up if you're a visitor, and we book your slot in, and away you go, do 9 or 18.
Brilliant. You painted a lovely picture, and I'm hoping that people get it. And, you know, if not, come along to one of the open days. The next one is this coming Sunday. It's not too late to book. Was there a website that you can go to?
Yeah, it's I can't think of it offhand. But, yeah, it is Newport Isle of Wight GC Golf Club.
So you just type in Newport Golf Club. You're going to get there, aren't you?
Yeah, there are two. We are... for want of a better description, a grey-ish looking website, not a colourful looking one. There are two out there, as it were. But again, if you want to email the club, I mean, that's newportgcisleofwight@gmail.com, and we look forward to hearing from you and, of course, you joining us, or at least playing the game and enjoying it.
Fantastic. Is there anything else you want to add? Have you got anything else coming up that you want to promote?
Nothing I can think off the top of my head.
All right, Well, I'm now thinking of Vectis Open in September.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, we can work that out.
You've got to point me in the right direction of someone that can do it. You know, I don't mind if it's you. Maybe I overlooked you earlier. maybe because you're an Arsenal fan, aren't you?
Yes.
So maybe two Arsenal fans together, that's going to work.
Oh, fair enough then. Yeah. Boom, boom.
All right, that's it then. Boom, boom. I'm liking that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
look
I'll,
out.
I'll be up for that.
Hey, Keith, thanks for coming in. It's been really fascinating. And I say, if the one thing I want people to get here is it's right on your doorstep.
Yes.
And you know, you don't have to go out and buy all the clobber straight away. You can actually borrow and so on and just try it before you go down that road of, well, I need to own my own clubs and so on.
That's right.
So just give it a go.
Yeah. The club is open for functions, even if you don't want to play golf. Have a party up there. We've got catering, we've got the bar, we've got a nice big lounge for up to 80, 90 people, a patio. In the summer, we're better to go. We're up out of the way. So, our weakness is that we are up out of the way and perhaps unknown, but the positive or the strong part is being up out of the way means you're away from the town noises. You have your own parties, you have your own golf. You're away from the hustle and bustle.
I will be booking a party when I've won that Vectis Open.
Don't
you worry.
All right.
Because I'll need to shout about it.
Fair enough.
Keith, thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
And don't move because I need a photograph for you for the website. All right.
Oh.
And stay tuned. We've got Visage on the way. It's 14 minutes away from one.
Vectis Radio. FM 104.6. Isle of Wight's community station.